Lean warehousing and waste. Waste occurs in handling and storage practices, and ferreting out wasteful practices should be one of the aims of warehouse audits. Exhibit 4-39 shows an example of wasteful practices. Source. Adapted from Toby Gooley, Lean Your Warehouse Workforce. One way warehouse managers can remove waste or inefficiency is to use task interleaving to assign warehouse work. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines task interleaving as an attempt at reducing or eliminating deadheading, for example, driving an empty materials handling vehicle. A warehouse management system directs a materials carrying vehicle to put away materials as it goes to pick up other materials. Task interleaving is commonly applied in put away and picking. A forklift leaving the receiving area takes a pallet to be stored and, for the return trip, pulls a pallet and delivers it to the dispatch staging area. The greatest efficiencies are achieved when the warehouse management system searches for assignable tasks across various activities rather than within one activity. Warehouse operators must, of course, be skilled in all the tasks they're assigned, so probably only the more experienced workers can handle task interleaving. When businesses can implement it, however, they report increases in productivity of 10 to 30%. Another way to deal with waste is to promote employee feedback and involvement in problem solving. Warehouse workers have the most up-close and detailed understanding of where waste is occurring and why. Implementing regular channels for employee feedback of this nature, such as quality circle meetings, is critical to the process of continuous improvement. Giving workers more responsibility in their work usually results in greater involvement in making and sustaining changes. Richards translates the 5 core lean principles for the warehouse environment. Clear out. Remove what is unnecessary. This includes physical items, for example, debris, broken equipment, broken pallets, obsolete stock, and wasteful practices, for example, inefficient travel routes. Configure. Review the stock location plan to decrease time in travel and handling. Improve signage to make locating SKUs or areas easier and more accurate. Clean. A clean area is better for product and safer for workers. It also motivates workers by creating a sense of pride in the workplace. Conform. Identify best practices throughout the warehouse and use them to create warehouse standards for performance, for example, stock rotation. Custom. Make changes a permanent part of the warehouse. Customary rather than temporary practices.